Welcome to Words for the Wise with your host, Deshaun Williams. Welcome to another episode of Words for the Wise, and I am your host, Deshaun Williams. My co-host, Miss Cheyenne Barton, is not with us today, but, you know, she is on bigger and better things, as she has just dropped her own podcast called Dream Pushing. So, after this episode, go check out hers and also subscribe to it. But anyway, I wanted to come to you in this episode, and I wanted to talk to you about why we cannot get to our blessings. So, I don't think you want to miss this. So, stick around. We'll be right back. I would just like to thank each and every one of you who makes Words for the Wise such a great platform that everyone can come to and just be able to learn about different ways that they can invest in themselves and also take every problem that they have ever dealt with and turn it into some kind of motivation. My name is Deshaun Williams, if you don't already know, and I am the host for Words for the Wise. I just wanted to come out and just speak to you because of 2020 has been rough on a lot of us this year, with the coronavirus being a major factor of 2020 and a lot of people being out of work. I believe that the one thing that we should have all realized is that there is always going to be something that life is going to throw at us. It's always going to be some kind of curveball. And I believe that everybody should try to invest in themselves so that they can get more than one stream of income. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I just wanted to say thank you so much for continuing to support my podcast. And if you would love to find out more about stuff that I do, you can find me on Instagram at official.deshaun. Official.deshaun. That is on Instagram. So, and you can find me on Facebook at Deshaun Williams. So, we're going to go back into the second half of this podcast, and I hope you enjoy it. Two to three things I want to cover this morning. The first thing is why people can't see their blessings. The reason why people can't see their blessings is because they too busy hating on the messenger. When you hating on the messenger that's trying to show you what your blessing is, you're not going to see that blessing. And then, also with that, your blessing is behind the door that you are afraid to open. We are too comfortable in our comfort zones. Until you get out your comfort zone, your blessing's not going to come to you. So with that being said, you got to be comfortable. You got to get uncomfortable to get to where you want to be in life. But also, another reason why people aren't getting to their blessings is because they don't want to take the time and the effort. Let me say that one more time because I don't think y'all heard me loud and clear. They don't like the fact of the time and the effort that they have to put in to get to where they need to be at. Instead, they are willing
they are more willing to keep that job that pays them week to week, living paycheck to paycheck, but also knowing that if that job runs out or you're no longer needed, then that income stops. But it's like, you got to invest in yourself. You got to step into your blessing. You can have somebody come into your life, help you get to your blessing. But still, the fact is, we can't make you take that blessing. We can only lead you to it. Another thing, we got so much hate going on in this world, right? Why are we hating on people that's doing better than us? That's what don't make sense. We're really hating on people that's doing better than us because we feel as if they get away with other stuff. Excuse me. But my thing is, those people that's doing better than us, that's more successful than us, that's bringing in more money than us, we need to be reaching out to them. Hey man, what you doing? What are you doing to where you can do all of this? To where you don't have to worry about your income coming up short. What are you doing? Like, can you teach me and show me what it is that you are doing? When we stop hating on people who are doing better than us, when we start hating on people that's doing better than us, and we start reaching out to them, and we just get to the point of we want to help other people get better and do better in life, it's going to take you a long way. It's going to take you a very long way. Like, I used to be one of those people that if somebody was doing better than me, I despise them. Now I'm one of those people, it's like, oh, you doing better than me? Okay, teach me so that I can get to where you're at. I want to know. Some people think I'm crazy. It is what it is. 22 years old. Suffer from major depression. I got 7 minutes to get to you. Suffer from major depression. And the bad thing, and I wouldn't say it's a bad thing, but I used what I went through and what I still go through to motivate me to reach out to others who are going through the same thing. Because what you complain about, somebody else wishes that they could complain about that because they don't have it. We take what we have for granted. But you know, there's so many people out there in the world that would love to have what we have. Shoes on your feet, the clothes on your back, the car that you're driving. Somebody out here in this world don't have one of those or don't have none of those. But what do? We complain about it. We have to be careful who we complain to. But I'm going to rephrase that. Because when you complain about stuff, it doesn't make it any better. It just makes it worse. And it makes it worse because when you complain about something, all you're doing is making it worse. Complaining does nothing. It doesn't make it get any better. Like I always tell people, I got nothing to complain about. Because even if I did complain about it, it's not going to change it. So why complain about it if it's not going to change it? It's your job, it's your responsibility to go out there and change it. That lifestyle that you was brought up in, that lifestyle that you saw as a kid, you don't want to live it anymore, but you complain about it. You can't be complaining about it. Why? Because complaining gets you nowhere. At the end of the day, when you complain, where are you at? You're in the exact same spot that you started at. Right? Right. See, we can't control what goes on around us 99% of the time, but we can control how we react to it. When you take a negative situation and you try to figure out how to use it for something better, to motivate yourself to do better in life, oh, you gonna go places. Me, I'm gonna win regardless. Why? Because I know there's people out there that hate me. But, you know, they're gonna hate. I can't please everybody. I learned that a while back. You can't please everybody. But what I can do is I can make a lifestyle for myself. I can make myself happy. And I can make my family happy. As long as I make myself happy and my family happy, that's all that matters. People gonna come in your life. They gonna come and go. If they're not down for what you're trying to do, then baby, they are not the one for you. They were never meant to stay in your life. The problem that we have, we have temporary people in our lives. We have so many temporary people in our lives. And what do? We try to make them long term. Can't do that. You can't take somebody in your life that was only meant to be there to teach you a lesson and force them to be there long term. They don't want to be there. They don't want to be there. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to keep doing me. Because I'm going to grind. And I'm going to keep going for what I know is mine. You know, there's so many people out there winning. So many people. But you sleeping on them. Not just are you sleeping on them, but you hating on them. Why you got to hate on somebody? Because they trying to get a better future for themselves. They trying to create a better future for their kids, for their grandkids, for their great grandkids. Why you hating on them? They just taking that extra step. Because they know what they got to do. And they know, hey, this is what I need to do. And this is who I want to make sure is set for life. When that comes about, oh, they mindset. They go from that mindset of, I ain't got this, to I'ma get this. Or from, I can't afford this, to I'ma cut something out so that I can afford it. But you have your people that are never gonna, they're stuck in their ways. I understand that. You got people that's always gonna be stuck in their ways, regardless of what happened. But let me tell you, when you're stuck in your ways, you are blocking your blessings. When you're stuck in the way of being closed-minded, you're not going to get that blessing that was offered to you, that was presented to you. That blessing's just going to sit there. Why? Because you was too closed-minded to even take a look at it. Me, I used to be a closed-minded person, and I'm a very open-minded person. Anything that comes my way, I'll look at it. Because I know where I came from, I know where I'm at, and I know where I want to be. And where I'm at right now, I know that there's always room for improvement. And where I can improve it, where I can improve, I write it down, and each and every day I go through and be like, okay, so I did this, I improved a little bit, but I need to go a little harder so that I can do better. It's always going to be improvement no matter what. You could be a billionaire, you're still going to need that improvement. So, just wanted to get on today, say that.
Ladies and gentlemen, that will bring us to the end of this week's episode of Words for the Wise. And once again, as always, I am your host, Deshaun Williams. And I just want to thank you for tuning in into this week's episode. If you have not already, you can subscribe to this podcast. And also, to help out this podcast so that it can continue running, if you would not mind, if anything whatsoever, you can donate to help this podcast keep going, as there is always merchandise and equipment that need to be bought to keep everything in order. So, once again, my name is Deshaun Williams. Now, I am your host for Words for the Wise, and this is not goodbye, but this is until next time.